His check on stores we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for some thunderstorms today, lower 90s. Tomorrow, sunny, 85 to 90. A look at Thursday, hazy, hot, and humid, mid-90s. Friday, humid with showers and thunderstorms, mid-80s. We'll get the full details on that tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. A plane lost power on takeoff at Great Barrington Airport, forcing the pilot to land in a field. The flight instructor and student made an emergency landing in a field over the weekend after the plane's engine lost some of its power on takeoff at the airport. Neither were injured, and the plane did not sustain any damage, according to Great Barrington's police chief. The airport notified the FAA, which investigated the incident Monday morning. According to the airport's owner, Richard Solon, the agency confirmed the partial power loss and noted the lack of damage. There were no fuel leaks in the airport's 1978 Piper Warrior, and the plane's engine had about 1,200 hours before a recommended overhaul at 2,000 hours, he said. Solon said he was instructing a student when the power faulted and decided to land as a precaution in a stretch of private fields just west of the runway that is considered an overrun in such cases. The airport trims the trees and cuts tall grass on either end of the runway to keep the clearing in case of just such an event, Solon noted. The fields are behind some of the homes that sit along Route 71 to the west. Quote, it was a split-second decision, and there was the heat outside, and the safest maneuver was to land it, end quote. Solon, a retired longtime American Airlines pilot, explained, every pilot and student prepare for this on every flight. It's part of a checklist, and the maneuver is installed, and the maneuvers are instilled in the students. The Connecticut state budget has a budget surplus higher than expected. The controller is now projecting the state ended last fiscal year with a $4.3 billion budget surplus. He also advised that the surplus can be expected to increase because revenue received through Friday will continue to accrue to the 2022 fiscal year that ended July 1st. The updated surplus projection represents a $231 million increase from the controller's July 1st estimate due to a net increase of $157 million in revenue and a net decrease of expenses. Expenditures in $73.3 million. State law requires slightly more than $3 billion in state income tax receipts be transferred to the budget reserve fund. This will leave an operating surplus of more than $1.2 billion. In New York, COVID cases are down 15%, but hospitalization and deaths are up amid lingering BA.5 wave impact. The weekly COVID-19 case tally fell 15% last night. New York reported 44,000 new cases, down from the previous tally of 52,000. Nationally, COVID-19 cases increased about 7% from the week before in New York. The number of patients admitted per week to hospital statewide had increased about 25% over the last month, including about 4,300 patients admitted last week. A total of 173 New Yorkers died due to COVID-19 in the week ending Sunday, up 162 deaths from the prior week. Well, this week there's a lot going on in our area once again. Wednesday through Sunday in Kent, it's Sidewalk Days. On Wednesday in Sharon, it's the concert series at Veterans Field at the Lions Pavilion. Then on Thursday, the Sunset Music Series in North Canaan. And also coming up later on in the week will be the big concert at the Kent Land Trust Fields just off Route 7 in Kent. And of course, on Wednesday, the Gazebo Concert Series continues over at the Gazebo in Great Barrington. Now tonight in Salisbury at 4:30, it's Family Fun Night at the Grove. At 5 o'clock, a special Zoning Board of Appeals meeting. In Cornwall tonight at 7 p.m., Inland Wetlands Watercourse meeting. That is via Zoom. And also tonight at 7:30, Board of Selectmen in Cornwall have a Zoom meeting. In Kent, the Architectural Review Board regular meeting will be held, and that is at 5:30. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly, interlakenin.com, and also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 32,798.40, the NASDAQ at 12,368.98, and the S&P 500 at 4118.63. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.